And now, an eclipse story that must be heard to be appreciated. An experimental musician brought his weather-controlled synthesizer to the roof of Jack White's Third Man Records yesterday. As WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports, the so-called weather warlock made a soundtrack based on the atmospheric conditions of wind, temperature, and sunlight.
We are broadcasting from Nashville, Tennessee. It's a beautiful, clear day, perfect for an eclipse.
92 degrees and blazing sun feed into the synth. Its inventor, a musician from New Orleans named Quintron, turns a few dials only slightly and the sound wobbles. But when the wind slows down, the true composer is obvious.
I got it to work right away, but it was just wretched, awful noise. And working out those kinks in the circuitry, that was the biggest challenges, actually. What we're really waiting for is to hear what the sky sensor is going to do for those in that quick dimming of the UV coming from the sun. That's the thing that it can't be imitated. I have no idea how it's going to react at all.
Down on the street, synth fanatics like Matt Marcus of Maryland are already geeking out.
Yeah, I've gotten really into analog synths and modulars and such. As soon as I heard this, I'm like, I'm going to be hearing filter sweeps all day. It's going to be lovely. You can hear it right now. You can hear the resonance.
Anticipation builds, and record store staffers circulate among hundreds outside the shop.
Do you guys need any glasses?
Sure,
are you
yes.
good? Awesome.
Thank you.
And as darkness falls,
yeah.
The soundtrack becomes deep, halting pulses. Pigeons circle. A streetlight flickers on. Everyone is looking skyward.
We have reached totality.
Controlled by UV rays, the synth gives up for a moment, but not the crowd. And then the space-tinged tone resumes, to the delight of little Sam Olku from Mississippi.
Well, it looked like a little moon blocking the sun. And the music is beautiful. The music is so beautiful.
Like nothing he'd ever seen or heard. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.